This week is Bright Week, the week of the Easter octave for millions of Eastern Christians who follow the Julian calendar. At the Regina Caeli on Sunday, Pope Francis greeted those who are celebrating Easter this week. "I wish to send to these brothers and sisters a special greeting," he said, "uniting myself to them with all my heart in proclaiming the joyful news, Christ is risen." He prayed especially for those celebrating Easter amid trials and sufferings, praying that the Holy Spirit would give them counsel and consolations and guide them in the ways of peace and reconciliation. Bishop Hlib Lochnya is the first eparch of the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of the Holy Family of London. He spoke with us about the celebration of Easter in the Eastern churches.
The Ukrainian Catholic Church in Ukraine celebrates Easter according and all of the liturgical feasts according to the Julian calendar. This is a tradition that is pretty much ancient. And here in the West, in Great Britain, France, in Italy, in Germany, and other countries, we continue with this tradition to be in spiritual communion with our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. Now, it's a known fact that the Julian calendar is late for 13 days in relations with the Gregorian calendar. But the date of Easter is even more, there can be even greater differences. Sometimes Easter falls on the same Sunday, sometimes it falls a week apart, sometimes it can fall, like this year, even 5 weeks apart. The reason being this, that Easter traditionally falls after the spring solstice, after the first moon. The first Sunday after the first moon will be Easter. But, however, if the Jewish Passover falls on this same day, then they have to wait for another month for the next new moon, and then the first Sunday after that will be the Easter. That's why there can be up to 5 weeks of differences.
And Bishop, you of course are in London, and you celebrated this weekend all of the ceremonies at the end of Easter week. Did you have a good turnout? I understand there are a lot of people of Ukrainian heritage who are in England now and in other parts of the West. Can you tell us a little bit about your actual celebrations this year?
Yes, we had quite a number of people attending, especially the resurrectional service. On Saturday night, we had two Easter Matins at 6 p.m. and at 9 p.m., and the church was just jam-packed. And on the 9 p.m. Matins were followed by the Divine Liturgy. And then on Easter Sunday, we had three liturgies at 7, 10, and 1 o'clock. And the most attended liturgy was at 7 a.m., and then the 10 a.m., and at 1 o'clock, there were the church was pretty much full, but not to the brim. So yes, a great number of people have attended these Easter services, and then, of course they bring their baskets with Easter foods. These are a bread, a sweet bread called Pascha, colored eggs, then all kinds of meat products. Cheese, butter, and dairy products. So, and these foods are blessed after the services, and then the people take them home and they share them with their family, with their friends, as a sign of communion.
That's wonderful. And finally, Your Excellency, before I let you go, of course, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, greeted all of the Eastern Christians who are celebrating Easter in these days. And perhaps you could give us a little word. A lot of people in the West don't realize that the different ritual churches sometimes celebrate Easter on different days. Could you just speak about the communion that exists amongst all Christians, even if we're not celebrating Easter on the same day?
You know, we ourselves are Eastern Christians. We are of the Byzantine rite, and there are many, many churches of the Byzantine Rite, Orthodox and Catholic, which celebrate according to this rite. So that includes not only the Ukrainians, but also the Russians, the Serbians, the Greek, the Melkites, and others. There are Slovaks who are of the Byzantinoid. There are Croats and others. Now, so together with the Orthodox, we share the same rite, the same traditions. But together with the Catholics, we share the same faith in the sense that we recognize the Holy Father as the head of the Church.
Excellent. Thank you very, very much, Your Excellency. Is there any other Easter message you'd like to give to people as we finish up our interview?
Well, I hope that whenever anybody celebrates Easter, what is the most important is that we do not celebrate this as a historical event only that happened 2,000 years ago, but rather as an event that includes us today, because not only will we also resurrect thanks to the resurrection of Christ, but also the power of the resurrection works in our lives even today, as Christ always raises us up from our sins, from our problems, and we need to be more aware of that. And so this is what I hope and what I wish all people of goodwill.